Mr. Haig Howard, aged 83, retired shepherd, resident all his life in home near Home Firth, talking to his daughter and a friend aged about 60, recorded by B.R. Dice in September 1951.
Very good.
Then they put the one what into the oven, you know, and baked it, and if it were burned, they put it to itself on the table or somewhere to cool, you know. Then they put another lot in. Next might be a bit doofy, you know.
Underdone.
Well then,
can't just guess your oven like.
They'd have about six of these.
16 foot.
And then they'd finish up, there's a bit left, you know. Wasn't enough for a tin foil.
Taste a bit,
and they put some more meal in that to make it whiter, you know. And then they put that on a cake tin. And that was called crackling.
Crackling,
that's what they used to do.
Now
then they cut it, there were six neighbours, they cut six squares
of Yorkshire pudding.
That's it, and they'd all had to have
a bit of
and they all brought a big iodine catcher, and all they used to call them then, big ones, and they were balled up about that height.
A foot day,
one square at top and another.
Same as Navi taking his dinner, lad. And then Theod Ankers, they used to have them for ten for night, didn't they? Similar Ankers, Kitchen's beef, you know, it's a butcher. Mate Ankers.
Have you told him about the second porridge in a long time?
My father started walking at Rake Mill when he was 6 years old, bare feet and bare legs.
And they took him
and his brother, they took him the dinner in a long can. 6 years old he was.
And it was porridge. No, it was porridge
in this long can.
Made of meal and water. Not made of milk. Meal and water. And there was treacle to it. And there was sugar.
But he was peacing then at 6 years old.
And they never had no from week in and week out, and year in and year out, now at this year, porridge. There was a woman that used to live up here on here, who were telling us now for 30 weeks I was 86 years old. And they were telling me about staying this year porridge at long can, made of meal and water, after all, there were no milking, and they would take it, and they'd have it to a breakfast, and the spoon would stand straight up, it were that stiff, you know. And they'd have it to a breakfast, and then they'd have some to a dinner, and they would have any left, they'd take that there that they would have left for a tea, it would open up. There was some flesh made, and oh, that's some fresh porridge for the tea.
And then the younger children
never known what bread, but they were still
not
getting
hard bread.
No, not still getting toughy.
Sisters and brothers then started going to own new schools.
Good school.
And there's a treacle shop.
Let a slice of bread and butter and treacle.
Tell him about when the homeschooler business
said this. They'd rather have a stone in their wood.